Hi, and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Relatable. I am very excited today. I have a very, very special lady with me who has a wonderful story to share that I know is going to be so helpful for you guys. Her name is Rebecca D'Angelo, and Rebecca is someone, I'll get her to share with you how she came into my life because it's a little bit unique. Rebecca owns a company called Mrs. Splashback. She's a very successful businesswoman. She's a mother of two. She's someone that I have come to love dearly. And I really appreciate you being here with me today, Rebecca, and sharing your story.
No, absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be doing this with you.
So let's go back to when you and I first met. Do you want to share with everyone how that came about?
Sure. So at the time, I was having marital problems with my ex-husband, who actually had found you through one of my girlfriends who had recommended you. So he contacted you and had a chat with you first, and then you and I connected. And yeah, that would have been around about 4 years ago now.
Can you believe that?
Can you believe it?
Just amazing. I remember at the time when you and I spoke, I could sense that it seemed as though you were ready to move on from that relationship at that point in time. And I know that Anthony and I worked together for a little while, and you and I caught up every now and again, really, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was something that started slowly, didn't it?
Yes. So I think it might have been once every few weeks that we caught up. Yeah, we didn't really speak a lot about the relationship. I remember thinking, okay, are we going to be talking about what's actually going on with Anthony and I? But yeah, to my surprise, we uncovered some other things and learnt a lot more about how humans are wired, and yeah, haven't looked back.
Would you say at the time you were struggling to find clarity? Would that be a fair point?
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, there was a part of me that felt that it was time to move on. However, there was also a part of me that felt that, you know, because I've got children and because I still loved Anthony and because of family and so forth, that I didn't really have that clarity. Although something told me that it was the right decision, I still was uncertain. And speaking with you over time and learning the three principles has given me so much clarity that even these days, decisions are so much easier. I have a lot less worry. I don't need to really analyze things as much as what I used to. There's just a lot more clarity in all areas of my life.
And life is so much easier when you've got clarity, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a knowing. There's just a knowing. And that knowing is hard to explain, but when you just know that things will work out and you just know that things are going to be okay, of course, we're going to have challenges and road humps and we're going to be faced with decisions that we're going to have to make. But just knowing that in the end that it's going to work out, I feel the three principles has really helped me with that. And that for me is clarity. And that's what we definitely came to after a few sessions.
Because I know that when you decided that your marriage was finished, there were some bumps. Things could have become quite toxic, couldn't they? They could have become very bitter. It could have become very nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, all breakups have their challenges. And the one thing that Anthony and I both felt was the most important was our two little girls. And so we both had a very clear vision of wanting to make sure that we did what was best for them. But it still does not obviously stop, you know, the fact that there will be disagreements and there will be difference of opinions. There will be blame. There'll be pointing fingers. By understanding how humans think, it has allowed me to have more of an acceptance of the other person. So in times of low moods, in times of when I would be in a low or a bad mood, or Anthony, or when we would fly off the handle and say things that we didn't mean, I didn't put too much weight on it. Whereas in the past, I would carry it, I'd be hurt, I would blame myself, I would try and justify my actions. Having an understanding of it is natural for us to have moods that are low and then go back to neutral and then high moods, and they fluctuate and they go up and down, and recognizing that within myself as well as recognizing that in others allows things to soften. And so at times when things got heated or we disagreed, you know, I could look back and go, okay, you know what, we're just not in the right space, we're not in the right frame of mind. Tomorrow or the next day, when the sun comes out again, we'll have a different way of feeling around that. And that's exactly what happened. And so it's allowed Anthony and I to have a great relationship now. It's allowed us to co-parent fantastically. We go on holidays together and we have dinners together. We celebrate birthdays together. And I think that's because we've accepted that each other is each other, and that each other are going to have high moments and low moments, and to not take those personally and to take them on board like it's our problem that the other person is in that frame of mind.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, Rebecca. It's so freeing, isn't it? When you can see, for example, someone's just in a low mood, it's their mood talking, it's not them.
Absolutely. I've got a 7 and a 9-year-old, and you know, my 9-year-old said things like, I don't want to be your daughter, or I hate you. As a 9-year-old, you know that they don't mean that. You know that there's no real truth about that. You know that they're just in an angry mood, in a frustrated mood, in a low mood. And so they have behaved and spoken that because of that. But sometimes as we get to adults, if an adult says something like that to us, we take it personally and we forget, or we can't recognize, or we don't have the awareness to see that, hang on, they're just in a low mood as well. So there's been many a times where things have been said, you know, in many relationships, it could be my family, my dad, friends, my ex, where people have said things and you know that they don't mean it. And so instead of taking it personally or really having an effect on me, I've tried to have more of an understanding of what's going on for them at that point. That is purely based on how they're feeling at the moment because of what's going on in their moods.
I love that, because when you have that, it's like you've got less in your head. You're not taking something personally. You're not having thought after thought, which is, you know, I can't believe they said that. That is so unfair. That is ridiculous. I can't believe that. Oh, well, I've got to put a stop to that. This is not okay. And so you have all these lots of noise, all these thoughts. And of course, that's really distracting. And it makes it harder for you to actually see what's really going on. Hang on, that person is just in a low space. And that's why they're saying that. If they weren't in that space, they wouldn't say those things, because nobody chooses to be in a low mood. Nobody chooses to fly off the handle or say something that's unpleasant. But we often do that when we've got thinking that's not so great. Your ability to see that just meant that the two of you, I was amazed at how well you guys moved through the separation process and obviously your settlement process and all of those things that can be so triggering for people and can have people feel like they're at war with each other. And there was so much understanding there between you two. Of course, you had your moments. Of course, you both got triggered. Of course, there were days where it was like, ah, but, you know, you were able to see that that was just the space you were in. That's not how it is.
I think that by having that awareness, you can then come back. So there were times where, of course, we went off the handle and we weren't as calm as we would like, but being able to go, you know, and having the boundaries of, you know what, let's just stop right now. Let's not continue this, because we're both in that low mood. We are not going to get to any resolution that either party is going to be happy with. So how about we just leave it there and let's get back to this conversation another day. And so many times we would have to do that. It wasn't like it was just smooth sailing and we'd be able to, every single time we had a conversation, everything went perfectly. It wasn't that at all. I think that sometimes people get confused with, oh, okay, so because you have this understanding, or because you know what a low mood is, or you know what a thought is, and that means that you never get upset, or you never argue, or you never get frustrated. And no, that's not true. That's not what happens at all. During homeschooling, I think I was just saying to you, I feel like our moods are going up and down, up and down, up and down every day, homeschooling two little kids and running a business and being stuck in the house. And sometimes, no joke, it could be 10, 15, 20 times a day, but it's just recognizing at that point, going, okay, and pulling yourself back, or allowing the time to pass for you to sit back into neutral and say, all right, well, you know what, I'm going to let that go and revisit it. And I think that's what we did.
Wouldn't you say that that's one of the things as well, as you understand that that's the nature of the human experience, that's the nature of life. Life does hit at times. Life is a contact sport. Definitely, it's not about it's a bed of roses, but it's more about you're able to move through those challenges with more ease. You're able to move through those challenges without feeling as impacted or without feeling as frightened. Some people get really frightened when they're upset and when they're angry and when there's such a strong difference. Being able to navigate that without taking it as personally, without all the excess analyzing, worrying, overthinking that so many of us do and so many of us think is required in those situations, is amazing.
I've spoken to a few people who they get upset with themselves because they've gotten so angry. And okay, granted, I don't like getting angry either. They're judging themselves. They're placing judgment on themselves because they're having a day where they can't be bothered doing anything, or they've having a day where they're having thoughts that aren't quite motivating. And so then we judge ourselves because we think, oh, this is not how we're meant to be thinking. This is not how we're meant to be feeling. This is not how I should be living. That in itself can be quite demanding. Instead of accepting that it's okay to sometimes have days where you don't want to do anything, or have days where I'm just in a crappy mood today. Because we understand that that's the human experience. That's how we're designed. I broke my foot and was stuck indoors for so many months. And every time I went to the doctor and he told me I needed to be another 3-4 weeks without walking, that day I had a bad day. I knew that the next day I'd be okay, but let me have that bad day. And this understanding really, really helped me through that time, and emotionally and mentally I coped so much better than I thought I would, because if anyone knows me, it's very hard for me to sit still. But it was because I knew that I'm going to allow myself the time that I need for my mood to go from, you know, not being desirable to back to where I would love it to be. And if I'm wanting to feel a bit crappy, then that's okay. And then that takes the scaredness away, that stops me from being frightened, that helps you navigate through life a lot easier.
Yeah, with a lot more ease. There's no, you're not resisting your experience. You're, you know,
surrendering.
A lot more surrendering and allowing, because you know it's temporary, right? You know that something else is coming along. There's a better thought on the way, which will create a different experience. And so I know, I remember when you broke your foot, that was last summer, and you were thinking, Fiona, I'm not going to be able to go to the beach. I can't go out in the sun. And it was amazing, Rebecca, how you handled that. I also remember when you got that clarity, when you could see that you didn't have to take on board someone else's upset, someone else's stuff, someone else's reaction. That actually really helped you in your relationship with your dad too, didn't it?
Yeah, well, finally, I realized that I didn't need to justify myself all the time. For example, well, someone would say something to you that you felt like wasn't you at all. So it might be not so much an attack, but you know, oh, you are this certain way, or you're this. And you're thinking, I'm not like that at all. And then I would feel like I'd have to justify and explain that's not what I meant, and that's not who I am. And that sort of feeling of you've been misunderstood. And I felt like I was never getting anywhere. I was just misunderstood from so many people. So people don't really know who I am. I'm misunderstood. And then I realized, it's not on me, it's on them. And I remember you taught me something that I'll never, ever forget. Saved me, I believe, especially during the breakup time. Other people's opinions of me is not my business. That stopped me from having to justify my actions, my behavior, my choices, my decisions. And that's very freeing. Also, when someone is getting upset about something they may have decided to do or not do, that's on them. If they're going to get upset about something and they don't believe it's right, or they don't feel that it's what I should be doing, then they have to deal with that, and they will eventually get over that in their own time. I just need to show up the way that I want to show up and be my true self, and they will sense that, and eventually they will come round. But trying to convince someone to see my way, or trying to convince someone to understand who I am or why I've done things, the picture that they see and the picture that I see is very different. And I can't try and convince someone to see the same picture. It's like when you go to an art gallery and, you know, you see people standing around, you see it in movies all the time, and they look at a painting and they're like, "Ooh, what do you think that painting's about?" People's interpretation is very different. Now, I can't convince the person next to me that what I'm seeing is what the painting's about when they have a very different view of what the painting's about. That's helped me just to be more true to myself and to do what's right for me, but not in a selfish way, just to be more true internally, and allowed me to accept people for who they are, and allowed me not to have any blame or anger or feeling of being trapped because of how other people are viewing me or what they're saying. It's just allowed me to accept that, well, that's okay if that's how they feel or what they see. I know my truth. I know that's not me, and that's great. And I need to just be me and let that sit with them. That's on them. So it's not looking at them with any resentment or anything negative like that. It's actually giving them more love, really, by just seeing that that's what they're going through and that their awareness might be different on that particular matter.
Oh, I love that. You're right. That's what it is. It's love. It's coming from a place of love instead of a place of expectation and judgment and what I see is the only way and you have to see it my way. It's allowing people to have their differences and being okay with that. It's so freeing. I love what you've shared. That's so beautifully expressed, Rebecca. You know, when you're constantly worrying about what other people are saying or just, it's an exhausting way to live, right? It's really tiring. Oh,
absolutely. I remember a time when I'd first broken up with my ex-husband, Anthony, and my mum was looking after my little one and I was trying to work. She wasn't at school yet. And she used to come here on Mondays, and she came in and she's like, "Oh, you know, this person said this and then that person said that. And, you know, I heard that this person," and I just had to go, "Mum, I know you want to vent it out, but you have to just stop. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what people are saying, what people are thinking, what people, because nobody knows but myself what's going on. And I don't actually need to hear it because it makes no difference to me. I'm not about to go ring all of these people up and justify my existence." And that was very freeing as well. And I think that we then get caught, we get so caught up in other people's opinions and other people get so caught up in other people's lives. I live my life. I do it at the best of my ability. I do the best that I can for our girls. And I love my family the way that I know how to love them, and friends. And if I offend or if I do things that other people don't think are right, well, I'm sorry that they feel that way, but that's not where it's come from within me. So I know that I'm being the best person that I can. And that's very freeing compared to I'm doing the best that I can, but you can't see that. So let me try and convince you that I'm doing the best that I can. And that is exhausting. And you're basically just trying to win a battle that you will never, ever, ever, ever win.
I love that. That's so freeing, Rebecca. And I think for anybody listening, they'd be like, "Oh, that sounds so good." And it's not like you're trying not to take it on board. It's not like you're pushing against something. It just genuinely doesn't make sense anymore, does it? It's like, why would I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes you fall back into, and you can see it's almost like your default, and you almost stop and go, hang on a second. I'm defaulting back to what I used to do. It's not like a technique that you have to say, I need to do step A, step B, step C so that I can have this. It's basically just understanding that we are all different. You know, I mean, we all have different fingerprints. What does that tell us? We're all different. you can't expect to know what someone else is thinking or feeling and vice versa. And even though the English language is beautiful, you cannot articulate exactly how you're feeling, and, you know, tone and body language and so many things come into play. So it's just been able to just accept we can't understand and know exactly what someone else is thinking and feeling. So accepting that and accepting who you are, it just softens the blow many times.
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. When you can see that it's just thought, being different, or if there's a difference, it's just a difference without all the, it's a difference and they need to and they should and it's not okay, and it's, you know, which is all the external thinking that you put on top of that. It's just going, well, it's just different and that's okay, that's allowed. Not everybody has to see the world the way I do. We all live in separate realities because we've all got individual different thinking. So our reality is different for everybody. And you're right, that is so freeing. And it's so freeing in every relationship in your life, right? You've been able to take the understanding. And when Rebecca talks about the three Ps, what she's talking about is the principles behind the human experience, how every human being creates their reality. And whilst our reality is different, the way we create it is exactly the same. So it doesn't matter if you're male, female, a young child, or a person who's in their 80s, 90s, whatever, how we create our reality is exactly the same. And when you see that, when you see the sameness, it just becomes so much easier to navigate, because you can see when someone's lost in their thinking, or they're in a low mood, or look, they've just got a separate reality to you, and that's okay. They don't have to have the same. Gives you an opportunity to be more neutral, to be more curious, to come more often from compassion and understanding, which is love, as opposed to expectation and judgment and self-righteousness and all those things that we can so easily do when it looks like someone is wrong, when it looks like a difference is wrong, as opposed to just different.
Yeah, that's a really good, valid point about the wrong. You know, we just think that, oh, that mood is wrong, that action is wrong, as opposed to realizing that that is how we are as humans.
Would you say as well that your level of well-being, you know, I was talking to a client about this morning, was saying, you know, I just feel so free. And because of that, I'm so much more tolerant of the people around me. She said, I really noticed that because I was so wound up on the inside, my head was so busy, and I was always so overanalyzing and worrying about upsetting someone and thinking that I really had high expectations of the people around me because I needed them to be a certain way for me to be okay. And she said, that's just gone. I'm like, it's okay for them to show up that way because I feel good.
And it's purely just having that understanding and awareness of, okay, I'm in a low mood. Sometimes, of course, it takes longer. But even when we're having your own business, you know, I think we're problem solvers. Business owners are problem solvers. There are so many times in a day that things can go wrong. The way that I've been able to use this understanding in my business is phenomenal, because I used to get really, really highly strung. I used to like start having, you know, heart palpitations. And I remember a couple of years ago, I had to have all these tests done. I was fine. You know, the fact that I'd moved out, single mum with two little ones, that was okay. But the business was just really, really stressful. And anything that went wrong, I just couldn't handle it, because I really wanted to make sure that my customers were satisfied 100%. Then I had all these tests done and there was nothing wrong with me. And I realized that it was what was going on with my thinking around the business. That was a turning point for me, because honestly, ever since then, my business has been so much easier. Life in my business is so much easier. We still have issues, but the way that I handle those issues and how much calmer I am around those has a ripple effect to the staff and to the customers and to the suppliers. I've learned that things just always work out. Things always work out. For me, I can say things have always worked out. Things have gone wrong. There's been speed humps and bumps and nightmares, but things have worked out. I'm very fortunate and grateful and appreciative that they have. The things have worked out. I think because I can recognize that, I have a knowing that even when something goes wrong, that I just know that it's going to work out in the end. Going through COVID, we're going to get through it. yes, you have your days that are great and your days that aren't so great, and homeschooling was a challenge and we can't get out, and it's going to work out in the end. Okay. Understanding's allowed me to give me the space and free me up a lot more so that there isn't that worry, that concern.
Which takes up so much room in your head, doesn't it?
It does, because one thought that is concerning, it's like it multiplies like the gremlins. You know the gremlins when you put water on them and they just like totally multiply? That's like a thought that doesn't quite serve you, like a negative thought. You could have one little thought come into your head and then before you know it, you go in a downward spiral and you've got 20 or 30. You don't even know what that first thought was that got you there because you've had so many other thoughts. And so just even recognizing that that's how things happen and how we get down to that downward spiral into that dark hole. Sometimes if I have that thought, I can just, I don't know, I don't intentionally do it, but if I'm having some thoughts that are, oh gosh, I can't be bothered doing this, or this is really tough, I just have the awareness sometimes, not always, it's just a thought. It's not real. It's just a thought.
Don't you find that because you understand the nature of thought, that it's transient, that it's not personal, that we don't choose our thoughts, that they just pop in and pop out, that you become less concerned about them if they're not great. You become less frightened of them. You're just like, oh, I'll just wait for a better one to come along, because there always is, right? There's just so much freedom in that. And I love what you just shared about how much easier it is for you in business. I mean, it's so true. Trust and faith that things will work out, that knowing that it will be okay. It just takes so much off your mind and allows you to be a lot more present to the moment, which in life and in business is so important, because you can see an opportunity that's right there in front of you that maybe you wouldn't see when your head's full of worry and concern and upset and all that kind of stuff. So you just see in every area of your life how helpful it is.
Absolutely. I think that when you're in the present and you're dealing with what is happening right now, I think your thinking is slower. It's when we start to have that negative thought and then we think, oh, what about if that happened? And, oh, no, that means and then that. And then, oh, hang on, now this might happen because of that. And before you know it, you're actually not in the present. You're thinking in the future. And then you start getting anxious and you start getting frightened and worried. And that means I won't be able to do this. And then you start thinking in the past and that's because this happened. And then, but when you're in the present and you're in the now, for me, I find that, okay, I'm just going to deal with what is right now. On top of that, the golden nugget is I just know it's going to work out. That knowing allows you to be present in the now. It's almost like someone's gotten a really warm blanket and just wrapped it around you. God, you'll be okay. It's just that comfort of going, ah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared with us today, Rebecca. I think it's such a hopeful place for people to look and such a hopeful thing for people to hear. If you're going through, you know, the breakdown of a relationship, or you're struggling with a family member, or business is stressful, to know that there is a completely other way of relating to those things, of seeing that. That's true for anyone and everyone, simply because you're a human being. Now, I know that you've been so impacted by this work that you want to work with young people and you want to share this message with them. And you've been a mentee of mine recently. We've worked together for a while where you are exploring how to look in that direction. And you're really seeing how you can transition from your business into moving in that direction. And I have to say, Rebecca has such a gift with young people. It's our youth of today that really need to hear this message. So if you're someone who'd like to know more about how Rebecca could help your daughter or your son or help in that dynamic, please reach out to me. I'll have my contact details below the episode in the show notes for you to, you can locate Rebecca and get in touch with her, because she's just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful lady and just aware and in touch with what young people need.
Thank you so much, Fiona. You've been an absolute blessing. Totally changed my life. And I cannot thank you enough for the gift that you have given me. And that in itself is why I want to be able to pass that gift on to others as well.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So grateful.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, the best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukies.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program, where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.